Inspector, Department of Family Care, requesting authorization to create one position of Contract Services Coordinator, Care Management Organization, Title Code 000557-33, Pay Range 27. This item was also referred to the Department of Administrative Services and Human Resources.
I move approval.
Supervisor Romo West moves approval of item number 10. Morning. Please identify yourselves.
Morning, Mr. Chair, Supervisor. Excuse me. Maria Ledger. I'm the Director of the Department of Family Care. With me is Jim Hodson, who's our Chief Financial Officer and also oversights the contract area. Our request is to create one additional contract services position for Family Care to assist in the management of our provider contracts.
And from what I recall, this is because the number of your contracts has just gotten much greater than you had anticipated.
Yes, Mr. Chair, Supervisors, our network has grown. At this point, I believe we have, I think precisely, 1,086 provider contracts. We haven't added contract staff in a significant amount of time, so each of those staff are responsible for negotiating new contracts, monitoring existing contracts, keeping up with contract changes. So we want to continue to be able to address the network needs. We also have some priorities we've identified in terms of wanting to grow the network to work with individuals both with Alzheimer's and other related dementias and behavior challenges. So we need more personnel to assist us in that initiative.
Thank you, Director. Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm sorry we won't leave you off that easy. it's for my colleague who's not here today. She's on that family thing all week. But would we be doing this position whether or not is the expansion going into Kenosha and Racine part of this reason, or would this be emphasized anyway for our Milwaukee constituents? That would be my question. I think she would ask that question probably. So I'll ask it in her absence.
Director Ledger.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor Schmidt, absolutely. As I said, we haven't added staff for the Milwaukee operation. Those contracts, I would say conservatively 95% of them are within the Milwaukee area. We would not be doing justice to the existing network in Milwaukee without adding on another position. So the short answer is yes. This is for this purpose.
And I think, personally, I've been supportive. I think it's, you know, we have a good product. I think we should be moving it forward and trying to get more people. I was, you know, again, we were the only CMO, right, until we had the competition here. Mm-hmm. But we need to be competitive. I've asked these questions in the past about our marketing, and I would presume maybe next meeting, Mr. Chairman, maybe we could I could just ask generally, you could nod your heads if you could do this, that if you're coming in front of us, you let us know how those operations in Kenosha and Racine are going, and, you know, again, feeling it's really worth the bang for our buck that we're doing this. Mm-hmm. Would that be okay? Mr. Chairman, also.
That's fine.
Mr. Chair, Supervisor Schmidt, with pleasure.
Thank
Absolutely.
You.
Yeah. If an item is scheduled, then, of course, that information.
Okay.
That question could be asked.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have a motion for approval. Supervisor Stamper.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good morning. About how many contracts per coordinators are there right now?
Mr. Chair, Supervisor Stamper, I believe, not sure if I put this in here.
You got it in
was
there?
It? I believe it was about 200 contracts that each individual contract services coordinator is. Those are existing contracts, and then that doesn't account again for negotiating with new providers and growth.
Are they able? Are they able to handle it? You know, adequately. One per 200 or 200 plus?
Mr. Chair, Supervisor Stamper, that's...
Is that average or sounds like a lot to me?
I would hesitate to say it sounds like a lot to them as well. And it's a large number, which is why we want to grow the staff. They've really done an outstanding job in terms of reaching out. We provide trainings to the providers, and we do a lot of outreach to them. We are very the staff are very skilled in identifying where gaps in services occur and being able to fill those gaps, but we want to be mindful of the fact that that is a lot, and we do expect a lot both from staff and in terms of quality from the providers.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Supervisor. You're welcome. We have a motion for approval. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Romo West?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
8 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve is approved.